jangly guitars and like synths. They played some McCluskey, who are just like proper, almost like post-hardcore stuff. Like they were a really good punk band, but I was surprised that they were on the club night. So if they're bending those rules, I feel like we can also bend the rules and play some heavier bands.
Yeah, surely
Yeah.
we can.
So I picked HMS Morris's Ceredigion. I've also picked Chroma. I think they were there too.
Yeah, they
So
were really interesting.
they're really heavy. And I know that the minute I left, Jazz texted me just like as we were on our way out, and they were like, they've just started playing New Order. They're really just getting started now. I feel like we've got to play some New Order then.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Pioneers of post-punk music for sure as well.
Yeah, the
New
main
Order,
one.
yeah.
Which New Order song did they play and which one should we play?
They played Age of Consent while you were there, but then when you left, they played Blue Monday.
Banger.
Yeah, it's still
Classic
good.
tune.
Yeah.
So I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
I think we should play some Goat Girl as well. They didn't play any of their stuff while I was there, but I feel like they would have totally fit on a
Yeah.
post-punk night like this. You've seen them
Okay.
live too, haven't you?
Yes. Very interesting band. Very like again artistic and very sort of like multi-talented. Had a lot going on. Played a lot of instruments.
They're quite
Different
jazzy.
instruments. Yes, like they very interesting sound. Like I feel like a lot of this like they played different songs, so it's like none of their songs in the set sounded the same. It was like each song sounded different. So
And they've just put out an album this year called Below the Waist, which is a really interesting album too. So I want to pick something from that for like our kind of virtual post-punk night that we're almost curating here because we're adding what Club was too afraid to add.
yeah,
So we'll play their song
absolutely.
Motorway. And that reminded me of another band who I think would be perfect on this list. And they're also, I think, they're on my like best albums of 2024 list as well. They're called Lice, and they've got an album called Third Time at the Beach. And I really don't know how I would explain this to you, but it would go really well at a post-punk night. There's a bit of like really dissonant and like weird sounds. There's a lot of kind of chanting, a lot of spoken word stuff, some very jazzy pianos on there, but they sound really tense. I don't know if that's the vibe you want at a post-punk night, but I feel like for the definition of post-punk, they would go really well.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like that would go very well down for a post-punk night.
Yeah, I think that's all that we'll have the time to play on the show for today. So would you be happy with that playlist? You think we've
Yeah,
done a good post-punk
I
night?
think we've done a brilliant night.
Well, that's good. And since we've been talking about Griff pretty much the whole show, to end the show, do you want to pick one song from Sadness Sets Me Free to play and just close out? Because I feel like I can't make that choice. I've tried so many times. It's so hard to pick just one.
I think Peace Signs would be a good track to finish off with.
Okay, let's finish with that. I feel like it's also a good note to end the album on, to end the show on, like
Absolutely.
leaving everybody with peace signs and then we're
Yeah.
peacing out.
Peace out.
Well, guys, thanks so much for coming on the show. I've had so
Yeah.
much fun co-hosting with you guys.
Absolutely. It's been an absolute pleasure. Diolch yn fawr iawn.
Thank you.
Croeso, adioch, for spending the time.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's been so great to catching up with you again and look forward to catching up next time whenever that will be. Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you again. So
Let's do it again soon. Yeah.
yeah.
Stop. A well-built boy steps down from the 10:05, overdressed and over it, unrehearsed but up for it. This task should be easy. They're all brawn, no brains, in short sleeve check shirts with indistinct stains. An unsuspecting boy steps onto the spider's web. Tremors ripple, lasers break, eyes lock on. He thinks he's undercover, instead he's just another victim of the hum of Ceredigion. From your 90-year-old gran, even though she lives in an old house in an old town, she always tries to help as much as she can. The Ceredigion gossip highway, it's secret but it's profound. A mycelium that's all-knowing, running underground.
Mm-hmm. screwed back in. Unscrewed and 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 screwed back in.
you taught me what I was. I cannot do this anymore. I gotta hit the bus, cause I was in Tokyo popping shit off while you went down in Sydney trying to get jacked off. I was in London being the queen, and you were in my head saying you should not be doing that.
Now 9:30. You are listening to CFR CFM 101.9 FM, cable channel 954 in Cochico, and available on the World Wide Web at www.cfrc.ca. I am Weave. Good evening, everybody. As we're, you know, coming into the festive season, and we're going to finish off this month. I got like a few shows before we hit the end of the year. And then 2025, it's going to be kind of a big year for me. I'll probably get into more of that in the new year here. For now, as we you know, start off the first live show really I've done in a few weeks, I got some good stuff, I'd like to think, over the next hour and a half. It's going to be kind of a weird split mix of a lot of very psych rock stuff. That's kind of more lead into the next hour, 10 o'clock, but I'm going to kind of start off sort of like new wavy punk sort of stuff, I think. Lots of good stuff. And, you know, if you kind of like, you know, the variety, the spice of life that is CFRC, and you have like a little leftover money from, you know, your holiday shopping, if you haven't gotten there yet, this would be kind of the ideal time, as we got a few more weeks to go in our annual CFRC fundraiser drive. Just at our website, www.cfrc.ca, there's a little donate button. And besides, you know, that pleasant, merry feeling you get when you donate, you also get like some great swag from CFRC, as well as your name is in put into raffle tickets for each week. We pull like these great gift cards and gift certificates for awesome giveaway and gifts for great local establishments. So yeah, www.cfrc.ca to donate. And if you have already donated already, thank you very much. So to start off with, well, we're going to do a run of some stuff like Your Granddad and Luge and Dial Up. No strangers to this show. But to start off with, we're going to do Pressure Pin with a new EP came out called Polyurethane. I'm going to play the title track off of it. The EP has come out on the Mothland Records, which I must say has put out some really, really awesome stuff the last year or so, like the Truck Violence record, just for example. So I'm going to play that, and then we'll just sort of, you know, keep on going, and we're just going to bring it. I believe the terms herky-jerky and angular tend to be used a lot on Pitchfork when describing this sort of stuff. So we'll go with that. Here is Pressure Pin on CFRC.
Yeah. гадаю. Un tālāk gāja we'll be right back. Heidi Geich. Oh!